May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, in 2 weeks' time, believe it or not, I turn 50. I know I don't look it. You can tell me that when you see me. I'm increasingly aware, though, of my own mortality as I reach this milestone. Being alive for half a century doesn't seem possible. And there are days when I feel just as immature and insecure as I did when I was 20. Maybe this is something that you can identify with too. Ash Wednesday is also about facing our own mortality. Usually, we experience the imposition of ashes on our foreheads in the shape of a cross. In these different and COVID times, I invite you to make your own sign of the cross on your forehead using ash or something similar. Or you could always just make the sign of the cross on your forehead if you prefer. The ash cross means we will all have been marked with a sign of mortality and the fragility of our lives. We don't usually want to consider the possibility of our own deaths, do we? Let alone face the reality that we will all die at some point. And yet that's the truth of Ash Wednesday. It's the truth that it holds before us. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. This year we have, of course, lived in the shadow of the pandemic. Our own mortality and those of our loved ones has been forced to the forefront of our minds. We are about to enter Lent, but one could argue that we have been experiencing Lent continually throughout the last year. So we have lived even more knowledgeably in the tension between the uncertainty of life and the certainty of death. And as human beings, we work pretty hard at denying, ignoring, forgetting, outrunning, and overcoming these twin realities. But they are always there. The reminders of mortality and the fragility of life are all around us. They come every time a friend or loved one dies. And it's even more stark when she or he is our age or younger. The reminder comes with an aging body, a body that no longer does what it used to do and no longer looks how it used to look. It might be a bit slower, a bit achier, a bit flabbier, less agile. And illnesses and accidents hold before us how easily and quickly life can change. And our churchyards stand as a monument to mortality. As I said earlier, this year, in the light of COVID, we have learned more about our own mortality and a bit more about not taking life for granted. If you've ever sifted through the ashes of life, you may have wondered, where's it all gone and where is it all going? So what do we do with that sort of question? How do we live with the uncertainty of life and the certainty of death? As much as we might want to escape those two realities, we cannot. Nothing we can do will change or prevent them. And that's what this day, Ash Wednesday, is about. We mark ourselves with the ashes of mortality and fragility. We remember that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a challenge. It's not as easy as it sounds. We can go home or stay at home and wash off the ashes, but the truth remains. Life is fragile and we are mortal. Lent is a time of recognising that everything matters and to look for and reclaim what's right and important to us. What are the values, the hopes and the dreams to which you give your heart? What is of ultimate importance in your life? Maybe it's the practices that have taken you deeper into the life of Christ. Maybe it's the values you hold for yourself, the values by which you recognise yourself. And when you live those values, you know you are living to your true and best self. Maybe it's the qualities that brought wholeness and integrity to your life. Or maybe it's the things that help you get up day after day. Maybe it's what nourishes your life and strengthens your relationships. Maybe it's your marriage, your children, or your friendships. If lockdown has taught us anything, then it is time to treasure those things that are important to us. So what if we took this Lenten season as a time of what I'd like to call re-treasuring? To re-treasure people and relationships. To re-treasure justice and compassion. To re-treasure love, forgiveness, hope, beauty. And what if we were to reclaim those and a thousand other things like them as the treasures of our lives? We will, I pray, come out of lockdown, and it will be a time for us to take stock of those things that we treasure. Not to lose them, not to take them for granted, not to set them aside, but to re-treasure them. The busyness of life, the distractions, our sorrows and our losses, our pains, our wounds and our fears can make us forgetful of what really matters or cause us to put our treasures aside. And sometimes we're just tired, worn out by the changes and chances of life. Lockdown may have made you feel like that at the moment. So my challenge this year is to reclaim and re-treasure that which is of ultimate importance and of infinite value to us. What would it take, I wonder, for you to reclaim the treasures in your life? How might it change your life, your relationships, and your future? As we reclaim and re-treasure, we somehow get something of ourselves back. We're more whole, more complete. We reclaim and re-treasure, not for ourselves, but so we can offer our treasures back to God and the people who are special in our life. Now, I don't know what your treasures are. Each and every one of us has different treasures, but I do know that you have them. Each and every person joining us today has treasures. Our treasures do not exist apart from the midst of the uncertainty and certainty of death. Even as life is changing and passing, the heart treasures of our lives never go away. They are the treasures of heaven here on earth. They are the treasures that neither moth nor rust consumes, and thieves do not break in and steal. Taken from our gospel reading, I hope you noticed that. So remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And as you mark yourselves with ashes of mortality and the fragility of life, reclaim your treasures, reclaim your heart, reclaim your life. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart too.